Action!
Anna Netrebko. Egy asszony, egy hang.
Cut.
Good, one more time. Don't stop.
That's really incredible.
I love the audience and I like to give them energy and to make them cry, to make them smile or laugh, and it's important. This is the main thing. It's what I'm singing for. When I was a child, I read a lot of books. I watched a lot of movies. And I pretend to be oldest princess, Cinderella and the others. Yeah, and I wanted to live in a big castle. I wanted to have a beautiful clothes, the horses, and of course I was waiting for the prince, which will come to me one day. Yeah, that was sort of my dreams, but they normal for the little girl, I think. I remember I saw Otello, and the actor and singer was so great. When he died and the curtain fell down, and I was like, I stopped to breathe, and all the audience was the same, and there was a silence for at least 2 minutes, like silence. The people just couldn't do anything. They were shocked. And after that, it was like big, wow. And I think after that moment, I understood, yeah, I want to do that. I really, really love that, because nothing can be stronger than that. And I really want to do that. I understood what I will be on the stage since I was 3 years old. Okay, I'm gonna be on the stage, doesn't matter how. I went to wash the floor in the Mariinsky Theater because I wanted to be in the theater. I mean, I wanted to be able to watch all the performances and rehearsals. And only in this way I could come without any problem to the theater. So I was washing the floor and sitting on the rehearsal. Once I remember I was sitting like 10 hours just watching the rehearsal. They did some production and I was watching and I was so happy. Because by that time, life in St. Petersburg was sort of scary. It was 1991 and it was cold, minus 20 degrees, and it was nothing in the store, like sort of pasta which you cannot eat, and the bread, butter and the sugar, you have to have a cart to buy that, and you have to stay long line to get at least something to eat. Yeah, there was a really, really depressing time. But that time passed somehow very, you know, fast, because I was wearing the pink glasses, exactly. And I was in the theater and I was exactly only in the music and I was so happy. Now I don't have the pink glasses anymore. I don't know. I think what I'm very happy person because lots of my dream came true. I have enough money for myself. I don't have yet family, so I share my money with some of my friends because they don't have, you know, Russia. It's quite difficult to live there. And I'm enjoying my life. So I'm young and I'm thinking, why I have to spare some money for whatever, something? I have to spend them. I have to live. I have to be happy. I have to eat good food, and it's what I'm doing. I go shopping. I love shopping. Yeah, it's lots of fun. Why not? It's a therapy, you know, for your mind. Don't think too much about the music. I'm actually not, but I'm thinking more about the shoes than about the music. I'm sorry. Not true. The story of Faust, it's easy. The woman, poor woman, came to her house and she found in this beautiful box of jewelry. She opened that and she knows what this is from that rich man which she met on the street. And she put in all this jewelry and she became to be more and more excited. And I think it's almost sick. Actually, it's from the other side, it's very natural because all the women can feel that at least once in her life.
Ce miroir, 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 ce miroir
actually my debut on the opera stage. It was very funny. Oh my God. I came to study to St. Petersburg to study music. I was 16 years old and I immediately wanted to be on the stage. And I came to the theater and just, and I say, okay, take me as a meme, as a supers. And they say, okay, tonight this is the performance. You will be the bat on the firebird. In the opera called the Cock Door. So, and I was the second half, I mean, the second leg, it was the four legs. So I was the other second legs of the firebird. So that was my debut in the opera stage. And after that, I've been studying a lot, and I won the competition. I sang Queen of the Night, and I sang Sonnambula. These two roles, and yeah, I won. I won the first prize. Only after that, I thought, okay, maybe this is the time just to do some kind of audition to the Mariinsky. And I did an audition, and Gergiev decide to give me the role Susanna in Le Nozze di Figaro. So that's how it starts. In the conservatorium in St. Petersburg, it's actually wonderful training there. We've been studying the history of the costume. We've been studying how to wear them in the different epoch, how to do the movement with the fan, what it means, you know, in a different period, how to do the knicksen and the bow, how to fight, how to do this, falling down on the floor, all the different thing, and we did the dance, the choreography, and many different things, and the languages, of course. I'm learning this by the sound. As I told you, I cannot write in English even. I learned this by the ears. I think it's what all the singers doing, because we have a sort of musical ears and we can pick up this very fast. So it's normal for us. I'm just looking at the score. I'm learning this in 4 or 5 days, very fast. I'm listening to the CD of somebody singing, but after that, since I learned that, I'm stopped to listen to the CD, and I'm looking at the text more, and I'm trying to understand by myself. And suddenly, one moment, it came. It has to be like that. And I'm absolutely sure, 99% what is right. And I'm doing that. And I can even say to director or conductor, it has to be like that, because I'm sure. The opera music especially, it's very touching and sensitive and everything. And when you start to sing this, of course, you can cry, you can be, you know, just die from that. And maybe I will shock you if I will say what you have to be absolutely cold to sing on the stage. Absolutely. It has to be like a computer there in your head, like a mathematic. And only then you will have effect on the audience. If you will cry, if you will be too sensitive, nobody will understand that. Maybe somebody who will sit close to you, but not from the, you know, 100 rows. Just in some places you can put your feelings, but mostly you have to be very concentrated. Otherwise you cannot sing at all. It has to be something else, of course. If it's only mathematics, people will not cry. They will understand, yeah, this is the good singer. He has a voice, technique, everything is fine, perfect. But it's not touching you. You have to have something else. I cannot tell you what is this. Something which is make people cry. What Callas has. Even from the recording, you will put the recording and you can cry just from that. Nobody knows how she did it. It's just soul, because it's inside you and nobody can tell you how to do that. You have to find this somehow, to go inside yourself. And you even cannot tell, because you cannot listen yourself from far. So you just can guess. And it needs some time. It took me years to understand how to do that. When everybody asked me if you will have a kid and your son or daughter wanted to be an opera singer, what you will sing? I will say, no way. I done this once and I don't want to go through that again. It's very, very difficult. Don Giovanni, it's actually a very sad situation. This girl lost her father and she in love with Don Giovanni, and she has this friend very close to her with whom she was grew up maybe, and she wanted to be married with him, but Don Giovanni came to her life and he destroyed everything. And she understood what she cannot be back to her friend anymore. And in this area, she trying to tell him what nothing can happen between us. Nothing. Maybe in the future, but not now.
Thank you.
up in the city called Krasnodar, south of Russia, in a wonderful family. I'm actually very happy. I had a maybe most wonderful parents you ever can wish, and I love them. They really. My mother unfortunately died, and but I still have my father, and he's lovely, and he's very proud of me, and I'm sending to him all these newspapers and magazines, and he having sort of archive about that, and I was very happy when I was kid. It was a Soviet Union still. We all love Lenin, and I was the pioneer. I wearing the red tie. I was very proud of my country, of course. And actually, yeah, it was wonderful. I wasn't so pure. I had almost everything what I wanted. We have a lot of food. We have lots of parties all the time. People in our house, like 30 people every weekend, and we cooked for all of them always. And we drink a wine, so it was very happy time. And since then, I always have a lots of friends. And we're going out, we're going to see some movie, we're going to the clubs, we're going bowling and just getting crazy. And this, I think this is a very important thing in the life. Alas, I have one. And I'm very happy about that. He's a wonderful guy, and I'm lucky actually, because he's so honest, he's so good, and he loves me, which is very important. Yeah, and I feel happy, because without that, just have only success and your profession, it's not enough. It's just like half of your life. You have to be happy in your private life. It's very, very important. At first, we are calling each other twice a day, every day. Doesn't matter in which country we are. And we're trying to see each other, mostly him, because now I'm really, really busy and I cannot do anything. And he flying to see my performances and to see me. And it's wonderful, and he's supporting me a lot. But absolutely sure that he's not jealous to my success, and he's very happy. This is important too. And yeah, it's good. I'm actually not a jealous person. I'm trying to be quiet about that. Otherwise, you know, you very fast can go crazy if you will all the time think, oh my God, I have this, but the grass in the neighborhood are more green and I want to go there. No, no, you have to be happy with what you have. Otherwise, you will be all the time unhappy there. We are Russians. And we need some shit in our life, that's for sure. If everything is perfect, we missed something bad or something not as good as, just miss it. I think that's what keeping me all the time coming back to the city, because it's not as perfect as to be in some other places. Of course, it's difficult, and it's difficult to be away from people whom you love. And often you are absolutely alone in a foreign country, and sometimes you even cannot speak in the language. You're coming to some cafe, you're asking for tea or coffee, and they don't understand you. And you're coming home very sad, and you're putting on the TV, and there is a foreign language also. And you don't know what to do and how to spend the evening. And sometimes it can be hard, of course. But there is another side. You're traveling, you're all the time meeting the people. It's wonderful. You're having a nice time. You're having a party. And it's fun. I know what lots of people around me are sort of fake. And they just, you know, acting. And I'm trying to don't see that. Even if I feel what they're fake, I'm always nice with them, but I'm just know what these people are fake. And I'm just don't taking them close to me, to my soul or whatever, how you're saying this in English. I'm keeping the wall. You maybe cannot see this wall, but you definitely can feel this wall. And but I always know what I have my old friend who really likes me. Like me how I am. Not because I am whatever star or something, but likes me because I am Anya. The story is with this girl. She has some new husband, and she coming to her friends, to the like old town or whatever, and she seeing her friends, and they sort of freaky looking, they crazy, but she loves them because they her friends. It's sweet. I think it's sweet. Actually, my profession is already that. I'm all the time playing somebody. I think what I found myself in this profession, because I like to be somebody, maybe more than I like to be myself sometimes. I heard from many people that what you are more real on the stage than on the real life. It's sad. It's not good. I don't think it's good. Maybe it's a compliment for me as a performer, but as a real person, I don't think so. But I do like to be somebody different. I can try to be some queen or sort of for one day. Why not? For the rest of the life, never. But the queen, it could be fun. Maybe I would like to be somewhere in an island and to do something, you know, something what you cannot do in real life. Or maybe, I don't know, to be a stripper. Kidding. But something different and something fun, which, you know, okay, it's only for one day and I can play with that, enjoy this, and after that it will be over. I will never sing pop music because I didn't find this interesting for me. I love to listen pop music. It's what I'm doing all the time. But to do that, I just not interested. And you have to sing only opera because it's a different technique, different approach. I want all the time to go forward. I want to learn more and I don't want to stop myself in the progress. And I like to hear some critics. And I actually hate when a conductor or director didn't say anything. Okay, everything was fine. Yeah, but I want to know what was not so good and how I can correct that. Of course, I'm listening to that. And but I have some people to whom I trust. And I say, yeah, what does he say? This is really true. Like my boyfriend, for example, he absolutely knows. If he's telling me, Anya, that was not so good, you can do better. I know this is true. I'm that kind of person who is actually not so much believing yourself, you know. I'm all the time doubt, oh my god, this is not good, this is not. No. Also the same was with the stage and with my voice, and actually it was stopping me a lot. It's don't let me to open myself for the many years. Because I thought, oh my God, I'm so bad. Why did these people that choose me? I'm not good enough. They just pick me up from the others. That's, I don't know why. That's the reason, I don't know why. But they pick up me and they start to do this, all these things. And it happens somehow. And I'm very happy. And I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to give them what they're expecting from me as much as I can. Once you came on the stage and you feel this, you will never ever forget it because it's unbelievable feelings. Just, and you're getting sick after that. You want to have this one again and again and again. It gives me the power. And I like to share that with the audience. I'm not thinking so much about to be famous. I mean, it's fun, it's lovely, of course, it's great. Maybe when I will be old and I will see it and remember this time and I will think, oh my God, is it really happens to me? Hey. But for now, I'm just closing my ears and doing my thing. This is the story about the woman who was a mermaid. She was in love with some man, and she's speaking to the moon, and she asking the moon, where is the man whom I love? Where is he? Can you bring this man to me, please? Whatever, it's sort of, you know, very magical, beautiful, very beautiful. Yeah, and this is sort of like a fantasy about what can happen, and this girl having lots of fantasy. fantasy about this lover, and he coming suddenly appears, and she feel him, and yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
from the beginning, I knew what I'm not a movie actress and my face is not for the movie. And I was concerned about that a lot. And I knew what this is, absolutely different profession to be a movie actress. Everything is much smaller than on the opera stage. And opera singers, when we're singing, our face is not so attractive. Because we're using the sum of muscles and the power and everything. And I, of course, to make a movie, I have to be more, you know, sort of relaxing. It was hard, but not so hard, actually. You can learn how to do that. Just have to want it.
A sötét napok jönnek, ha nincs esély a boldogságra.
Minden 2046-ba tartó utasnak ugyanaz a célja, hogy fellelje elveszett emlékeit. Mert 2046-ban soha semmi nem változik, de hogy ez igaz-e, nem tudja senki, mert vissza még senki sem tért.
2046-ban egy szállodaszobában a szerelem vár.
Miért jött vissza?
2046.
Ha nyerst, mindent elmondok.
Wong Kar-wai többszörös díjnyertes filmjét péntek este 4:11-kor a Duna Televízió Keleti Szél kortárs távol-keleti filmeket bemutató sorozatában tekinthetik meg.
Ha te nyersz, veled megyek.